This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Welcome back, everybody. It is WQAM. We're live here from Big Ten Media Days. Final day here. They saved the best for last, man. The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. And we got one of South Florida's own here. Ruben Hippolyte joining us here on the program. MacArthur High School Zone, man. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you.
No doubt. Appreciate y'all for having me.
What are the things from, what point during the Maryland winters, how much do you miss South Florida when those are going on? Or have you fully dove in that you're a senior now? Or like you're completely used to that by now?
I mean, I miss it every time the winter rolls around. I mean, I don't like snow still. I've been up here for, 4 years? So, you know, I can never get used to it. But I just, you know, adjust and adapt. And when I get to go home, I, you know, waste no time. I get right back to Florida.
When you were a freshman, like, with the first time, was that the first time you saw snow when Maryland happened? Or had you seen it? Were you prepped for it when you went up there?
So it was my second year that I saw snow for the first time. And then, you know, I got to touch it and everything. And I was, like, I was just surprised. It was very cold. Didn't like it, but, you know, it was fun while it lasted. But by that second day of snow, I was like, yeah, I'm ready to get out of here. It's good.
So you have an interesting tie, South Florida and with Maryland. You've built a little bit of a rapport with Canes legend Ray Lewis, obviously Baltimore Ravens legend. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How did that relationship come to be?
Yeah, so I went to his Ray Lewis camp in IMG, up in IMG. Went there 2 years in a row, won defensive MVP my second year up there. Just got to meet him, talk with him. Just talk about ball, talk about life. It was very cool experience, very, you know, great experience, humbling experience. And it was just all great all around, you know, just being able to be in the same room as him.
Are there any, like just normal conversations with Ray Lewis, or are they always life intense lessons?
I think it's life intense lessons all the time, just because he's a passionate individual. And, you know, sometimes, you know, especially in this generation nowadays, you know, young people like us, we need to hear those talks more often than not. So definitely, you know, appreciate them.
So going into this season, I mean, you named a captain last year, you know, one of the leading tacklers on your team. What are the things that you're trying to impact, you know, this wave of this team of what's going to be effective? It's obviously a big year. You guys are welcoming a lot of new teams into this conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just consistency and discipline. I think that's the biggest thing for myself, for our team. Being consistent in our approach and then staying disciplined, you know, upholding our standard, doing things the right way, doing things the Terp way, and, you know, getting wins and putting our best product and our best foot forward every Saturday that we step on the field.
You guys just released this thing. I just saw it on Instagram. The wire recreation.
Yeah.
How many takes did that take? You nailed. I feel like you nailed the shock face.
Yeah. So it took me 2 takes actually, and I'm bragging. You know, that's bragging rights for me. It took me 2 takes, in and out, and I actually had to do the second take because our camera guy, shout out Jack Cohen, he messed up on the first take, so I blame Jack.
So really, you're a one take wonder.
One take wonder.
You're prepared for the Hollywood life.
Always.
Is that like is that must watch if you go to Maryland of having your wire rapport, or is it too old of a show for you to know?
It's too old of a show for me to know. You know, I'm not really a big TV guy. I know people might hit me over the head for that. I'm not really a big movie guy either, but I'm a video gamer, so I'm big on that.
Are you excited about the new EA? Like, did you go immediately to go play with the Terps on that?
Yeah, highest rated player on my team, so that's bragging rights right there again. I talk a lot of crap online to my teammates, so I like to compete, so you know, I keep it fun always.
How much has that been a team bonding experience since it came out? Because like the hype on that game was like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah, so I mean, we bonded. We're already close in the team, but that game has brought us even closer. Like, we go in the locker rooms, workouts, whatever. We like, hey, like, your speed is too low, man. They need to, or like, hey, like, your speed is too high and you don't run this fast. Like, they need to change that. And we just go back and forth. You know, we talk crap to each other. But it's all fun at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seasons this year. In the words of the great Hassan Whiteside, of getting your 2K rating up. Like, I cannot wait to see this, because the love I feel like this is brought to college football. I feel like it's going to make, I mean, it's pretty hard to make college football even more popular, but I feel like it's going to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, like I was talking to a couple of teammates, you know, this past week. Like, this game brings everybody together. Like, you have, you know, guys who are working 9-to-5s. Like, you have, you know, younger, you know, women even playing the college football game. My parents are playing the game, like my dad and his friends. So all ages, all groups, all, you know, variety of people playing this one game. And, you know, some people don't like games, but I mean, this game brings everybody closer. So, I mean, hey, you know.
I gotta listen. I'm kind of the opposite of you. Like, I'm a big TV guy, but I've never been a gamer. But it's become so popular. It's kind of one of those. It's like kind of making me, because my son's a huge. He's getting very much into video games.
Yeah.
So it might be time. It might be time to hop
like,
in on that.
Like Roman Hemby, he hasn't played the game in 6 years, 7 years. He went and bought a system for this game. So it's like, you know, it's bringing people out of retirement, which is crazy. So it's good.
Did you, as a Broward guy, were you at all into the Florida Panthers championship run? Did you connect with that at all?
I was more of a Heat fan.
Yeah.
I was more invested in the Heat, especially when LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh and Ray Allen and all those guys were there. So I was more on the basketball side. I grew up wanting to play basketball. They said I was supposed to be 6'4". Didn't get that. But, you know, it's all good. I'm here now playing the sport that I love. So, but I grew up a basketball fan.
Did you still follow him this year? Like, or did you, when you got to college, it fell off a little bit?
No, I still followed him. Jimmy Butler, that's my favorite player in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
Especially the run that they had last year when they lost to the Nuggets in the finals.
People are down him, man. I don't like it. I don't like that everybody's falling off on Jimmy just because he got one injury a year.
Hey, man, Jimmy is the greatest basketball player in this era right now. He's the most consistent. He's the most dominant. And he's probably the highest competitor in the league right now. You know, granted, you got, you know, Jaylen Brown, Celtics, and all that stuff. But, you know, I don't like the Celtics, so I'm not even going to talk about them. But, you know, it's all about the Heat.
Music to my ears,
yeah,
my
man.
Friend.
Yeah.
Music to my ears.
Yeah.
So you played with Tua's brother, Talia. Mm. What was that experience like? I mean, he leaves a Big Ten all-time passer.
Yeah.
I thought that he was going to get an NFL shot, and that could still obviously happen if you know, he succeeds with Canada. But what was the experience like playing with Tua's brother?
That's my guy. You know, him and I, me and Talia, we talk every day. I've been to Dolphins games with him. I know his family and his family friends and whatnot. So our relationship is very close. He knows my mother. He knows my family. You know, we're very, you know, connected. And we talk every day just about football, about life, about, you know, our goals and aspirations. When he was here playing at Maryland, how we wanted our team to look, how we wanted our goals for the season and whatnot. So definitely a down-to-earth guy. And you know, somebody I'll definitely have at my wedding when that time comes around.
Ah, that's awesome. Yeah. And that's a real one. And absolutely. Are you surprised the Dolphins haven't paid Tua yet? You surprised that's still kind of a lingering thing?
Yeah, that'll come. Tua, I haven't met Tua, and I'm kind of upset that I haven't met Tua. Come like, they, you know, come on, Leo. Like, I haven't met your bigger brother. That's kind of bad. And I'm local too, so I'm like, hey, come on. But his time will come. You know, he's a great player, obviously. You know, has a high ceiling and. His time will come.
Is that if it would like playing for home be a dream for you? Like after the season, definitely. You go into the draft. Like is that the number one place you would love to play?
Yeah, definitely. I tell everybody that if I had to, because everybody asks me, they think that the NFL you can just pick what team you want to go play for. But I'm like, that doesn't work like that. But if I wanted to pick a team, I'd definitely go back home to Miami.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Sure. That'd be a hell of a story.
No doubt.
Hey, man, enjoy the rest of your day here at Big Ten Media Day. We appreciate the time. We'll be rooting for you this season.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Ruben Hippolyte, appreciate the time from him. Follow him this year. You guys got a reason to watch the Terps. We'll be back with more after this.
No doubt. Appreciate y'all.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.